BMW's Agile X5 has been our top-selling luxury SUV for some time. However, Audi's second-generation Q7 7-seater last month outsold the BMW 2-to-1. With 513 sales, the Q7 was the best-selling luxury SUV by a country mile. Buyers have been quick to react to the second-generation model, despite a price lift of $12,790. However, at $103,900, the latest Audi Q7 brings a lot to the table. For a start, it's 240 kilos lighter. With a new fast-shifting 8-speed automatic, it really gets away very smartly. It feels more agile, also more fuel-efficient. The 3-litre diesel surprises with a strong 600 Nm of torque, but it's also very quiet in the cabin. Adaptive air suspension, a $4,950 option, is well recommended on such a large vehicle. Rear-wheel steering on the Audi Q7 makes it particularly nimble at parking speeds. Engine performance, a quiet cabin and a great ride quality are other high points. The test car had 19-inch wheels, whereas I see many Q7s on the road with 21s, which may look good, but where the ride quality certainly wouldn't be as good. One major annoyance is the overreactive lane assistance technology, which in freeway driving with lane markings constantly tugs at the steering wheel. I'm David Berthon.